Hello everyone, James here. First of all, a very happy new year. We're currently enjoying a little mini continental style winter break from our reading, but we'll be back in a fortnight with The Athletic and Football Cliché's very own Adam Hurry reading Andy Gray's book with us. However, today we're bringing you something slightly different. This is a little preview of our Football Book Club club offerings, which you can sign up for right now or anytime on Patreon. As a member of the club, every week you receive an exclusive bonus chapter episode. Usually they're an extra 20 minutes on the latest book we've read. However, we also sometimes do special full-length episodes like the one you're going to hear right now, where we watch the entirety of Punditry and Garth Crooks' Team of the Week legend, Garth Crooks, and his appearance on Naughty's CBBC show Hider in the House. So if you like the sound of this kind of stuff, please do consider signing up to the Football Book Club club on Patreon. It's patreon.com/footballbookclub. When you sign up straight away, you'll have access to all our bonus episodes on there so far. There's about 15 already on there, and you'll get the new ones straight to your feed when they come out. Plus, we'll send you your very own Money Can't Buy Football Book Club bookmark. patreon.com/footballbookclub. Let's go hide in the house with Garth. Hello and welcome to Football Book Club bonus chapter. If it's your first time, welcome. Thank you very much for supporting us. Is that a dog?
Hello.
Is there a dog in the room?
Yes.
It is. Sorry. It is your first time. If this is your first time listening to the show, we frequently chat to dogs. We interviewed Guillaume Balaguer's dog last week. Where is he?
What timing? You've that been was silent all day.
Silent until
then jumps in with that.
He's like, yeah, me too.
Sorry about
well,
that.
Well, thanks for supporting us too, Sid, the dog. and thank you everyone who supports Football Book Club throughout the time and on bonus chatter. I'm joined, as always, by the show's regulars, Jack Bernhardt.
Woof.
Woof. Tash Frisco.
Ruff.
Ruff, okay. I thought you might do a honk honk, but okay. We'll stick with the ruff. James.
Bowser. Oh? That's and a dog who's seen something confusing.
Yeah,
like a goose, like a goose berating Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, yeah, that is. And if you like references to old episodes coming in scary speeds, you'll enjoy Football Book Club bonus chapter. I'm James Bug, and a few weeks ago on bonus chapter, we talked about a little show from the noughties, which I wasn't sure any people remembered, called Hider in the House. Which was basically a CBBC show in the morning where, like Dick and Dom style kind of thing, where JK and Joel, whatever happened to those guys, by the way, JK and Joel hide a celebrity in a family's house for the weekend. And, you know, normally we wouldn't talk about that kind of thing because it's nothing to do with football. However, amongst the show, the people who appeared on the show in the past was Garth Crooks. And usually it was people like, oh, I don't know, Charlie Dimmock, and who else do kids like? Kids like Charlie
didn't you,
Dimmock.
Didn't you say it was like almost exclusively gardeners? It was Titch Marsh.
There's a lot of gardeners.
Dimmock, there was the person in changing rooms.
Yeah, someone from Fame Academy. Well, like and like a lot of like, I think Tracy Beaker, for example.
It's a real time capsule into that era.
It really was.
The music especially really feels.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about it. If you were a kid and Tracy Beaker turned up, you'd be like, oh my god. But when Garth Crooks turns up, they're like, who's that guy?
This is the thing. Garth Crooks was a real oddity when we saw it on there. I mean, Lee Dixon went on there as well, apparently. But Garth Crooks, but Garth Crooks in particular was one that stood out. So we really wanted to watch this in its fullest. And we asked the bonus chapter subscribers and members of our Football Book Club whether they wanted us to do a full episode on it, if we can find it. They voted in their thousands. They said, bring us the Garth Crooks episode. And we did track it down. And today we're doing it. We have all watched the episode, haven't we, guys?
Yep. All 59 minutes of it.
It is quite a long show. It is a long show. But it's shorter than a book, at least.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah, I suppose so. In a manner of speaking.
It's about as long as one of the short time. Michael Owen books, I think.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I wonder which is shorter, that or Michael Owen's Soccer Skills, and which is more useful in the grander scheme.
If only you could get this TV show put in a library in your school. Yeah. That would be so much more useful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Or you could have like a futsal de Soleil or whatever it was called, equivalent of how to analyze a footballer's autobiography. That'd be incredibly useful. But basically the premise of the show was a family in Scotland had to hide goth crooks in their house for a weekend. It's as great as you imagine that is going to be. What did you think of it, guys?
I feel this is like saying, you know, what did you think of Joyce's Ulysses? Like, you can't just jump. There are so many elements and layers and things.
Well, don't worry, Jack. We got as much time as you want to discuss it today.
Good. You know what? Good.
It feels like it's about 8 different TV shows in one. That's why it's hard to give it a rating, because there are just so many elements to this program.
That is very true. I think it was quite a successful kids program. I think I looked it up. It won awards.
And stuff. Yeah.
I mean, it
seems
was
like
fun.
The budget was like zero.
I was going to say I thought the budget was quite high in the end.
Oh yeah. Come on, the prizes dreadful.
Okay. But fundamentally, the format is the thing that I think is we have to discuss before we can go into the prizes, because before
we get into Goth Crooks.
There are, like, it starts off with them being like, here we are in Scotland, incredibly bad imitation of a Scottish person, awful. And then, like, the concept is that they do these challenges. They introduce the celebrity, and then they do these challenges that involve the person who is being the hidee. Who's the person?
The hider.
They kept calling her the cheeky hider. They kept calling
But they've got the hider, but like they've also got like the, so it's in this case it's the dad. The dad has to be like kept away from the show. And then they inexplicably have to do tasks like I mean, we'll get into these bizarre tasks. But like the prizes that they, and then for each one that they do, they win prizes. And the prize, I think the prizes are pretty good, personally. For
CBBC
show.
Do you?
No. Yeah. No, they won a mini stereo.
I was watching it like, this is not worth it for this prize.
Okay. They look like the kind of things you find in charity shops or like a shitty tombola in like a local bowls club or something.
They broke the Geneva Convention, waterboarding Garth Crooks with a smoothie, and they won a kite.
We could do an entire podcast called Suck the Smoothie. Suck the sock to get the smoothie out. I mean, that. Harrowing.
And it goes on for so long, just them going suck the sock, suck the sock. That's Garth Crooks. Oh, it's all. But other prizes they won. Is. They also won a Yahtzee Texas Hold'em game, which for three girls in their like preteens. I'm not sure that's massive.
It's CBBC. I was expecting the prizes to be like, I don't know, like a signed picture of Jamie Cullum.
That's a good prize.
Yeah. He's next week's hider. He'd be easy to hold in your house. He's quite small, isn't he, Jamie Cullum?
Yeah, he's quite small. Just
put on a piano.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. If you keep playing it all the time.
That Tom and Jerry episode where Jerry's inside the piano.
I wonder if they ever did one of the games on this program when they had a musician and they got them to perform and had to tell the parent that it was like on the radio. That would have been a great
good idea.
Task.
We should watch more of this show.
Yeah. I mean, I do remember watching it in the past. It probably came on, when was it? Like, was late 10s or something? Maybe around
apparently
that
2007.
Sorry, late noughties. Late noughties. Yeah, okay.
So really, that's music, later than I expected.
Exactly. I really, because I heard Shakira.
It was after Dick and Dom.
Shakira and the Go Team.
Yeah, because they were playing Polyphonic Spree at one point, and that was about 2006, wasn't it?
I remember thinking, like, this is actually bizarre. I really thought it was going to be proper 90s, but yeah.
I don't remember any of the songs that played in it, apart from the music that played every time the dad appeared, which was like this terrifying, like, almost like... And you know Kill Bill when they play the Ironside theme every time?
You're like, oh shit. Oh shit, he's back. Da, da, da,
da, da. Da, da. Yeah. And Eat My Girl and
Eat My Girl and basically every football song
and all the fart sounds every time anyone did anything
that wasn't even like they could be walking down the stairs and be like they were desperate to make every moment fun and like the record scratch that was so overused
Kids love vinyl records. They love fart effects, and they love Garth Crooks, which is why we're talking about this today. So the premise is, as before, we went down a bit of a rabbit hole there. I feel like the premise is, as you mentioned, Garth Crooks has to hide in the house. He has to do a bunch of challenges, and they have to keep him there for 2 days, and they have to make sure their dad, who is a dimwit, who is really dim, had to make sure their dad doesn't spot Goth Crooks. Do we give away the spoiler what happens at the end? Yet?
Not yet.
Guys, give them a reason to listen to the end.
If you want to know whether Garth Crutch was successfully hid, listen on.
Imagine people listening at the moment going, like, are they going to find it? Like, this is like the last episode of Serial. Jesus.
We need like a, yeah, like behind the scenes look. We need to get Garth Crutch involved, the family involved now. So they smuggle Garth in as a cupboard at the beginning. I don't quite understand the costumes at any point.
No, I know.
JK and Joel, are that the name? JK
that
and
is
Joel?
The name. That is the name.
They are... I don't want to be disrespectful to these two kids' performers. They are probably two of the least charismatic men I've ever met.
They're terrible. That was the most confusing thing for me about the whole
I know.
Show. Vaguely remember, were they on the radio or something? You'll remember this, James.
Yeah, they were on the radio one, weren't they? Yeah.
They're terrible presenters.
I had a look because I was like, how did these two jokers get this job? So just listen to their career, because it really made me laugh. I made a note of this.
Please.
They in 2012 they announced their breakup and it was a big deal.
They're no more.
They are no more, but they got off to a rocky start because they got paired up at some radio station in Yorkshire, but then they had to be split up because JK headbutted Joel live on air and broke his nose. But then they got paired up as co-hosts again. Then Joel got sacked for being 3 hours late to work, but then somehow they both got a job together at Radio 1 and they made it work when Radio 1 came knocking.
Wow, that's so the kind of...
Wait, yeah, interesting.
Sorry. Was it an accidental headbutt or was it...
It doesn't say. Okay. It doesn't say.
Why were they so in demand? That's what I don't understand.
I know. Yeah.
They've rubbish. Got a real love-hate relationship. It's a real explosive relationship.
Yeah.
Was it just like, we need to find two people with the same first... Like, with the same alliterative first name?
They should have just come here. We've got loads of you.
Like, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't afford Dick and Dom. Who can we get? Right, JK and Joel. They're terrible. One of them's already looking pretty old at this point anyway, so...
That's true. And they have no loyalties to anyone in the show. No. They make fun of all the guests. They're called the dad dim and boring, which admittedly he is quite a lot of the time. When he drones on about football. Who else listens to people droning on about football and boring stories about football? Who would do that? then they do that. And then Garth Crooks, whenever he talks about football, they pretend he's boring. I think they're like the kids. They make fun of Anton Deck at one point. Everyone is uncool to JK and Joel.
The kids, they set the kids the challenge and they say, if you, like, there was one where they have to, like, leave the table. And they said, if you use the excuse that you need to go to the toilet, I will be so fucking mad, kids. And one of them goes, I'd like to use the toilet, please. And when they get back, he's like, what did I tell you? I told you, don't use that excuse.
At least he didn't headbutt them. At least he didn't headbutt them.
I feel like at the time, though, they must have been real big celebs, because I only remember JK, and that was because he was going out with Suzanne from Hearsay. At like the peak of Hearsay.
Which one was JK? Yeah. JK is the more handsome one? A bit more like cheeky chappy? Yeah.
I'm not, they're interchangeable.
Wait, all fancy JK, right? We all want that.
That was James's personal challenge in the show, was not to make out with the screen while
not to fall in love with JK out of JK and Joel.
Challenge failed.
I made a list of some of the challenges that Garth has to do. So one thing I will say, for a show could hide in the house, there's very little hiding involved in the program.
Yes.
There is so little hiding involved in the show, and it's very much like... But basically, the whole premise is that the dad, they have to hide him away from their dad in various rooms so the dad never runs him. But the dad's out all the time. He's like a taxi driver or something. He's at work. It's not hard to hide someone in your house when they're at work.
They have forewarning that, like, the dad, they always find out that the dad's coming back. And it's always inexplicably like...
Because that music comes on.
Yeah. And then they're always like, quick, your dad's coming back. Shit, hide Garth. And, like, all they have to do is put, like, Garth... They could literally put him in the garden, because his dad usually is just coming back in to get his car keys or to
He's
get
so
like,
oblivious,
a
the dad. He's so oblivious anyway.
But it's not...
Like,
I don't
Garth Crooks could be like on the chandelier naked and they would never notice. He would never notice it.
That would be a better show. Let's be honest.
I agree.
But there needs to be a reason as to why the dad would search. You need to create reasons as to why the dad would search in various rooms that Garth's in.
Yeah,
I agree.
Otherwise it's not...
I agree.
More of the challenges needed to involve the dad.
Yeah, I agree. Because yeah, that's true. They should try to try and work him in. And I mean, a couple of them, they were like, you got to distract your dad by this, but not really that much. And I do think, I think you're absolutely right with that, because I don't think, if you're not expecting Garth Crooks to be in your house, there's no reason why you would look for Garth Crooks in your house. I think if you saw Garth Crooks in your house, you'd think you imagined it and walked straight out. I just can't see a situation where that would like make me go, oh, of course it's Garth Crooks in my house. Yeah, of course that's it. And then go, because there's one moment which kind of terrified me, when the kids hide Garth Crooks in their room behind a door, and the dad walks in the dark. And if I was like, if I was Garth Crooks, I'd be scared for my life, because if the dad saw Garth Crooks hiding in the dark in his children's room behind the door, he would not assume like, oh, it's some hidden camera prank show.
The way that those bits are filmed as well, they're filmed from that like hidden camera in the corner, like they're in Saw, with a sort night vision effect. And it just makes it look absolutely terrifying. When he was trying to get under the bed and he couldn't fit, this could be used in court against him one day, and he wouldn't have a leg to stand on.
It's true. But Garth does, actually, I think Garth comes across really lovely in the show. I'll give him that.
Because Garth comes across as like long suffering. I will say for Garth.
But he plays along with everything so well.
Oh, there's a
bit where a girl throws a bin at his cock. doesn't flinch.
I would argue that as a celebrity, you shouldn't be pelted with that much food if it's not for charity.
We'll get to the challenges. We'll get to the challenges, the food stuff, because I have a lot of problems with the food segment.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But before we get to the challenge, actually, one thing I wanted to mention was when Garth is introduced. So before the show, so they have this little feature with him walking around, like crawling around the Match of the Day room. But then when they introduce him to the children themselves, because the whole thing is the dad's a big United fan. So they've got a United, an ex-United player. They think that's... I guess they think that's good. So, but the kids, obviously, the kids have been forced to like Man United by their dads. They have no interest in football, I don't think, at any point. But, like, he teaches them chants and stuff all the way through. I don't like it. But anyway, when they have no... JK and Joel go, are you looking forward to seeing who you hide in the house? They're going, yeah, who is it going to be? And they go, it's Match the Day's Garth Crooks. And none of them have any idea who he is. But the little girl, who's really sweet, who's probably about like 7 or so with a long curly blonde hair, like has the most excited look, as though like she's racking her brain. Who is this man? Like, I know he's famous. And it's really sweet.
She was my favorite. I liked
She was great. Yeah. I quite liked the older one. Because she had the attitude of someone who was like, I have no idea why I'm doing this.
She felt above it. There's one moment when she walked in a really thick Scottish accent and went, what's all that food? really aggressively during a game, and it really made me laugh.
I think the middle daughter, was she called Molly? She was the best actress. She was a good actress.
I agree. And the mum...
The mum, not a regular mum, she's a cool mum. When she jumped out of that wardrobe at the beginning, I was expecting her to like have a tray of Cosmos and some condoms on it. Like, she was...
You girls keep me young. I agree.
I just know that like she wanted to go on that program, and she filled in the application form and was like, added some typos back in so it looked like the 7-year-old had done it for sure.
The 7-year-old like would have had to apply and say, please can we meet Garth Crooks? That is the one celebrity I really want to meet, is Garth Crooks.
Or maybe this is a long con and the dad wanted to meet Garth Crooks and he did it himself.
I am almost positive that the dad knew from the get-go.
I agree.
We're calling him dim and stupid. There are so many bits where you're like, why?
His acting's terrible. He might not have known it was Garth Crooks, but he knew something.
Because they pretend that they're filming with him to justify where there's cameras there. They pretend they're filming a show called Our House, where he thinks he has to reveal all his football memorabilia and tell boring stories about how former England manager Brian Robson, as he calls him, as opposed to Bobby Robson, how he got a ticket for a cup final off him or something. He's telling the same story over and over again.
That story. Now, hang on, James. Let's not criticize.
I agree. Look, we're let's done not as criticize well.
Something where people tell football stories and get the names slightly wrong. Whoa. Let's not pull up that thread. But they have a, because he's a taxi driver, they have a guy in the back seat and they're like, look, he's falling asleep, and it looks really intimidating and weird, because the guy who's driving about just starts going and then like effectively topples over, and the dad's still droning on. I think if that had happened and he didn't know that something was up, the dad would have been like, you okay? Oh my god, shit, let's pull over, what's wrong? Like, give it, because he genuinely looked like ill. He looked dead, the guy in the back seat. Very weird.
He did. And also, I think the grading on the show was very like pale all the way through it. So I think everyone looked a bit ill. Looked a little bit ill throughout the whole thing. But some of the
James,
challenges.
That was just Scotland. Don't be so rude.
You said it. You said it. You made that. If we did that, it'd be even Southerners.
And remember, we don't cut things from bonus chapters. So that is staying in. Sorry, Scotland.
All our Scottish listeners being like, I was quite interested to hear whether they found Garth Crooks, but not anymore.
What's all that food? What's all that food?
What are you doing in my swamp? Garth?
Please subscribe to our show, people in Scotland. We'll do more books. We read Barry Ferguson's book. We loved it. Anyway, some of the challenges they had on the show, I made a note of them. Oh, by the way, I've also got a note here, which I forgot. I met someone once who went out with Garth Crooks.
Oh.
And that was how they were introduced to me.
What, anyway. He was in Hyder in the House?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
she was introduced at like a family friends thing. Like, she was older, obviously, but she was introduced as, she went out with Garth Crooks. Oh, good. Fair play. I mean,
that's pretty cool.
That did pique my interest immediately. Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
Well, just, do you think that Garth Crooks is sort of like she probably has stories about him being traumatized by his time on this show?
Yeah, or like, maybe they broke up when she saw him hiding under the girl's bed. Yeah.
I did wonder if, when watching this program, because Garth Crooks comes across so lovely and so fun in this, but then watching him on, what's that program called, Final Score on Saturday, when it's just him yelling at Martin Keown and saying like, oh, I can't be bothered with that throw-in, oh, it's a disgrace. Like, do you think he was really happy until he was in this show? And then
I think so, genuinely.
Having stuff chucked at him by JK and Joel, yeah.
That a switch went off in his brain, he became it's a sort of like his Joker origin story, I would say.
As you want to understand pizza, Garth getting pies chucked at him, and he was like, this is it.
Oh my god, we have to talk about
I took a few screenshots, don't worry, we'll share them on our socials. Some of the challenges, the first one I didn't understand, they had to pot oranges into a bucket after spinning around. They have to get some oranges out of like a paddling pool and then put them in another bucket in which Garth Crooks is standing.
Garth Crooks, they're doing the role of like a pole at that point. There's literally no reason Garth Crooks uses him. Yeah. What should we put? Let's put Garth Crooks in a bucket. That's what we'll do.
What can we do for £4 from Wilko's and Garth Crooks? Like, look, that seems to be
because they'd spent all their money on the prizes.
Yeah. They get there and like, shit, we haven't got any of the challenges sorted out. Quick, like, get one of the runners to run
terrible.
To Wilko and do it.
The challenges were like, if you got I'm a Celeb challenges off AliExpress. Or they're rubbish. It's like a bucket and some oranges.
They're quite fun in the DIY nonsense kind of way of doing it. And I bet it'd be fun if you were on the kids. I always put myself in the, I think as with the Michael Owen book, I always like to, you know, go back to my younger self and think, would I enjoy this? And I would enjoy having Garth Crooks hiding under my bed.
I don't understand why you would enter to go on this and not like 50-50 or something.
Yeah. Right, or Jungle Run.
This is a bit after Fun House, but that sort of vibe.
You're not going to get Danny Harmer coming around your house if you're on Danny Harmer or whoever else, H from Steps, they're not going to come around.
I feel like that's the thing. When you're applying for the show, you're aware that you're playing one big game of Russian roulette. And there's a chance you're going to get Danny Harmer, and that's the dream. There's also a big chance you're going to get Garth Crooks.
Opposite way around for me. If I got Garth Crooks as a kid, I would be loving it. I'd bore him to death by the time that he would leave by the end of the weekend, me asking him to tell him about all his football. Like, oh, what was it like when you played for Tottenham, Garth? he would hate it. Any other challenges they had? And the second one is the one which I call, what's all that food? That's where this moment came from. Was kids have to chuck takeaway into Garth's comically big clown trousers.
Plastic trousers. Which are accompanied by like a sound effect of like... really bizarre.
The thing that I couldn't understand about this one and the challenge that we'll get onto later is why it was all done in weight. Like, yeah, why did they have to get, they had to get, like, 2 kilograms of takeaway into his trousers.
I totally agree. And there's one when they had to measure in litres later where I think that makes sense to bring up there, especially, because that was bewildering.
Why?
Solid.
That's so weird.
But, you mentioned the food thing. This show is disgraceful. How much food they waste on this burger.
You would not get away with that now.
You would but not. But then I trays of old takeaway. I say old takeaway. Yeah. It's very new takeaway. They pretend that it's like, oh, funny old JK and Joel. They've ordered too much food again.
Hey, hang on. It's Joel, okay?
Sorry, Joel did that. JK was out.
JK is blameless.
I've already said, I love JK. He's handsome.
Thank you.
He went out with Suzanne, as
you mentioned. Joel's the fucking idiot who inexplicably bought from 5 different takeaways and then barely ate anything.
Like Marcus Hanneman.
He got us all from one place. It's like, yeah, they have like curry and a like pizza. It's gross. The whole thing is gross. Yeah.
Also, food-wise, just remembered, they've got a burger van opposite their house.
It's like that camped is one up there. Sorry, we got to talk about that scene, the most awkward scene where the older daughter has to distract the dad. Yeah. By taking to the burger van. And it's just the most... It's so hard to watch.
Somewhere in this country, that older sister thinks that this is her deep, dark secret and no one's ever seen it. Yeah. And she, like, made it through uni and no one found out. Yeah. And it's not available anywhere. And then James Bug comes along and resurfaces it. She's going to come after you, James.
Bring it on.
That would be a good version of Hider in the House, where she's hiding in your house.
She could be anywhere. Yeah. She might have been here. Like I said, I'm not looking for her, so I wouldn't notice if she wasn't.
You sit down for a meal. What are you doing with that food? But it just blasts her, but they're just such an awkward interaction with her and her dad.
It is.
It's like, when she's like, do you want any crisps or some biscuits or anything?
Nope.
Like, No, I just want my burger. I've just got a call. I got to go to work, but I got to go back into the house first. And then she's like, oh no, he's going back into the house. Oh no. Because apparently the guy in the burger van is in on it.
Oh yeah, his employee at work, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Who like gives a call because there's a camera on her going, hello, you need to come back into work. But there is emergency, bye.
But then why would in the universe in which the show is saying like we don't want him to be found out, why would the show engineer a situation where his work called him so he went back in? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel like sure, but then the whole thing falls down at that point. Mm-hmm. Like if you're thinking that the show is creating moments to like, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I feel like a conspiracy theorist. Like
Take it up with JK and Joel, Jack.
He'll headbutt me, so.
Yeah, exactly. Are they doing solo stuff, Tash? Do we know?
Yes. One of them has a show with Kelly Brook still.
That's not a solo thing.
And one of them presents... Yeah, well, he's traded up. Really,
that's an upgrade. I was
going to
say, that's a huge upgrade.
And the other one, I can't remember which one it is, presents on a rock show on some radio station somewhere. Oh. So they've really split ways.
Oh, they're still getting jobs. That's mad.
Mm. I like the idea that every so often JK is like, hey, Kelly, can you put the trousers on? Put the plastic trousers on. And I'll fling some curry at you.
Let me chuck a nun at your hips.
No! I want to judge it by weight! So weird.
The other tasks that are in there, there was one called... and this is an inappropriate pun, I think, for children. Puppetry of the parent, which
Thank
is
you.
A pun on puppetry of the penis, right?
Yeah, it must be. There's nothing else it could be.
Yeah,
it
must be. Yeah.
Especially when followed by suck the sock. Like, someone's having a laugh there.
Suck the sock.
But I quite liked puppetry of the parent. Have you ever played the game Don't Get Got?
No, I remember you telling me about this when we were doing an old... It was a Christmas thing that you played.
It's basically that game.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to, like... What was the rules again, the game?
You
Tash?
Have to get... So you get a task on a card that no one else can see, and you have to get someone in the room to do it, but they can't know that it's a task.
Yes. So the tasks they for him are like, do a chant about Man United, or do a goal celebration, or mention the name of Garth Crooks. And the way they do it, really cunning. They're really cunning, these kids. They go, Dad, can you do a chant? How they do it? oh, yeah, right, yeah, fine, yeah.
I mean, the thing is, he's also, like, on this show that he thinks he's on, which he knows he's not on, but he thinks he's on, like, it makes as much sense as, like, can you show us your Man United memorabilia? So it's sort of, like, completely obvious, isn't it? Like... you'd be like, yeah, sure, I'll do a chant. Why is that weird?
Yeah,
like
he gets kids to sing along with him in a bit where it's like they're in some kind of cult.
Yeah, kind
of it really reminded me of going to church when I was younger, having to do the Lord's Prayer or something. Back to it, it really was. Task four, by the way. Garth has to score goals with water balloons, an impossible task.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
They're to throw
them
out of a
window. That is impossible.
So stressful.
It's so stressful. They chuck them out of
the window.
That's
gravity force.
And he has to avoid them. And sometimes he has to get them into a goal. And he does pretty well, to be honest. Fair play to him. But sometimes, she does. But I don't know why they're letting her have more shots than him. He used to play professional football.
I think it's possibly that he might have been hitting it too hard.
Oh, maybe.
Because he was, I think at first they're like, go on, Garth, do it. And he's kicking the balloon. But obviously the balloon explodes. What else is that? Look, literally, water balloons, that's all they do.
That's the point of water balloons.
That's point of, it's infuriating.
I know, that another one they thought up last minute, that one. But they fail it because it's impossible. They fail it and that's when they have to do the forfeit to get the prize, which is... I don't know, a wooden spoon with a face on it or something. Like they fail it, so they have to suck the sock, which is Garth has to. They put like a smoothie in a sock, which they pretend is Gary Lineker's sock, and then he has to neck it basically, and it gets all over his face.
It's disgusting.
It is like the end of
absolutely revolting.
It's like the end of The Wicker Man, genuinely.
Yeah, it's horrible. Weird. And they're all standing around him, going, "Suck this, suck this."
And you can tell, that Garth's not having a good time. Like, this is. I would argue
this is his moment. Yeah. This is where he cracks.
I would say that the Garth is universally lovely when he's not doing a task. And then very understandably, whenever he's doing a task, he's not having a good time at all because almost all of the tasks are awful to him.
Yeah, I forgot to mention in the one with the food thing, when they've got to chuck food in his pants, a girl at one point just picks up a bin, puts some of the food in it and chucks it like straight into his crotch.
And he goes, oh!
My balls or something. Okay, he says something very fun. And but he plays along with it. And then it goes too far with Suck the Sock. It does go too far.
I love it. At the end of Suck the Sock, the youngest girl, I don't know if you saw it right then, she just goes, "Are you all right?"
That's true. She was so sweet.
She's really concerned about him.
Yeah, I'm not really.
No, it's JK and Joel like, "No, keep going."
Suck more socks. he is... another thing I wrote down. Most of the show is tidying. I would say more than hiding. They should show tidier in the house because so many of the things are like, JK and Joel come around, make a mess in your garden with all this food and socks and rubbish, and then they go, right, clean it up before your dad gets home.
Is quite weird as well, like clean it up before dad sees. It's like, oh, I don't know. Yeah. There's a sort of element of, it all feels a bit gross and weird, in that aspect.
But fun.
The bit where at the beginning, one of them is dressed up as a housewife and one of them is dressed up as a toilet. And the guy who's dressed as a toilet goes, "Oh, I'm glad I don't look stupid." Yeah. Oh, right. Okay, cool.
It is that level throughout. Great show. Then next challenge is by hook or by crook, which is, we've had some pretty tenuous puns with Uptown Monk, which was, is it a song by Bruno Mars or a quote by Gary Monk? But
that format is still available, by the way, producers. Yeah. If you're interested,
no one's followed up on that. However, they basically, with that title, by hook or by crook, they get Garth to dress up as Captain Hook from Peter Pan, and they have to fight.
See, I think this is to me the one challenge that justifies the idea of Hyder in the house.
Yes, I agree.
Yes,
the idea
true.
That you have to creep around a house without being seen by your dad and pick up props and put them on that are quite loud, that feels like the show. That should be almost entirely what the whole show is.
Yes.
Forget all this food bullshit.
Yep.
And and throwing stuff and like making Garth Crook suck a sock. Like, do that.
Don't forget
really.
That.
That's the gold.
Yeah, that's the gold. Yeah, you are right. And they make the clothes comically squeaky or something, so that they more likely to set him off.
Yeah.
But also, they're hiding The thing is, like, there's no... So the dad kind of hears Garth Crooks making a noise behind him, but doesn't turn around because he thinks they're filming a show in the house. Yeah. Like, he's probably expecting he there to be people knocking around and stuff. It's not really...
He doesn't
that
want
much
to ruin the shot. He's not, you know, he's not an unprofessional person. He's going to go, I hear something. Quick, let me go investigate. It's probably Garth Crooks.
Also, did you notice that Garth Crooks... I think throughout the whole show is wearing a t-shirt that says work hard, play harder.
Yeah.
Oh, he's probably regretting that now.
I love it.
I wish I wasn't playing as hard now.
Then the next challenge, which Tash mentioned earlier, is they have to sit at a dinner at the lunch table or something where their mum's made some like spread of kind of Iceland finger foods style things.
Beige buffet,
that's a good way of describing it. Jack is so eager to say something,
but logically the most amount of food there has ever been on a lunch table.
Oh yeah,
like,
huge.
So much food, like just ludicrous amounts of food.
I agree. And then they have to get food off the table, which the dad's sitting at as well. And then they have to sneakily take that food without saying they want to go to the toilet, out of the room, and give it to Garth Crooks until they fill a liter. of a conical flask, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
With solid food, which terrified when I watched it. That they had to where they were going to get the liquid from. Like they had to feed the solid food to him, and then later they judge whether they created
a
liter.
Or he puts it in like a baby bird. Like they have to feed him.
Oh God.
JK dressed up as a huge bird.
One's dressed up as a bird. The other one's dressed up as a toilet for some reason.
Yeah. So that happens, and they succeed.
The liter of food thing is weird. It's like saying, I want a decibel of smoothie. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. It's really weird. It's really... It doesn't even teach kids about measurements or anything, because you can't have a liter of ham. That's not a thing you can have, which is the kind of stuff that they're handing over.
Well, in the earlier challenge, I think they described 2 kilograms of food as probably 2 pizzas and a curry.
No.
Yeah, JK and Joel only operate by takeaways. That's the only the only thing they can understand. Like, oh, they would have been quite good during the coronavirus when they had that kind of like 2-fridge thing.
Yeah,
six fridges. Yeah.
Could you please tell me how far away I need to be from someone in liters? That's what I need.
I'd say it's like 7 tikka masalas and a sausage roll. Okay, cool. Yeah, that
kind cool. Of... I got it instantly.
Yeah.
I think a liter of ham was one of the prizes, though. I will say.
It really is horrible how much food they waste and how they just chuck tikka masala at poor Garth Crooks's face. Anyway, and then they're the fight. See, they pass everything with flying colours. They really are wonderfully successful children. And then the final round, they blow everything. The shootout showdown, which is one of the most rushed things I've ever seen on television.
Which is saying something, because this programme is an hour long.
Yes.
This was an episode of like Succession or something.
Yeah, and they filmed for like 48 hours or whatever. Yeah.
Genuinely, I was watching the countdown clock getting towards, and it was like 55 minutes. They have the big showdown. You've got like 5 minutes left. I was like, how are they going to fit all this in? It's going to be amazing. And
it's over in like 10 seconds.
It's over in, because
like, they have to dress up. I think the task is, I can't remember what it is. It's like he has to... Garth Crooks is there in disguise, and they all have to take penalty shootout against their dad, and they have to swap. At the end, Garth has to play penalty against the dad and then swap shirts with him without revealing his identity. And Garth Crooks runs in his disguise. He's obviously been given like a whole bunch of like things in the wardrobe department. Like, oh, you can wear this as your disguise. He's gone, nah, that's all right. I'll just wear a baseball cap. Runs in the baseball cap. The dad goes, is that Garth Crooks?
Also, it's like, is that Garth Crooks in the distance? It's literally like, as soon as... It's like an eye test in a way. Like, I think that's Garth Crooks. Yep, that's Garth Crooks. Well done. That's the whole fucking show. Thanks, mate.
And it's over.
And he was like, oh, I should have worn more than a cap. Yeah!
Yeah, you should have done, Garth. You've come in, so you've had a bin chucked at you. You've had tikka masala smeared all over yourself. And then you give it up right in the end. It really was disappointing. Disappointed by Garth. Disappointed for the whole show. Because these kids, you know, I don't know what they win. To be honest, I don't know what they would win otherwise. I think, so they just win the stuff at the end anyway.
I think I think it was said as if, like, it all comes down to this. You got to do this, and then otherwise you won't win your prizes. But I think actually it's just, you won't win this, you know, picture of a dog that's the one prize here. And then at the very end of the episode, the dad has to find Garth Crooks, and Garth Crooks is hiding in the house again.
Yes.
After they've revealed that Garth Crooks is there, they're like, quick, he's hiding in the house.
Yeah.
And then
now
the
you know
that,
he's in the house. He's here right now. Get him.
He's probably in your daughter's bed. at the end of that, when
it's not, by the way, it's not Mucky the Show. Don't worry. The actual it's all very clean. It's all very clean.
At the end of that, when he finds Garth Crooks, the prize is like a weaker theme park or something mad.
It's like a day
that's
out.
That's a huge prize that dad's just won.
Yeah,
these other kids are like, you know,
for failing.
Having said that, like, you know, the prizes aren't that bad. Like, the theme park is big.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big prize, and he gets it for winning a very easy game of hide and seek.
Yeah, he's not even hiding in the house. Remember, we know he likes to hide behind doors, and he is behind a door at some point. He's going. Yeah. The dad like has to run around the house and just literally looks in a few rooms and goes, "Found him." All right, great. Cool. Also, Garth Crooks misses a penalty against the dad. That's a good moment.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely dining out on that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And his daughter's like, shut up, Dad. Yeah. Stop talking about that show.
Yeah, they're going to ask why that happened, and then it's all going to unravel.
Yeah. Don't worry. James Bug won't find the footage and
put it on
his podcast.
I made an honest life of myself. I've moved on. I want to play, when they do reveal Garth Crooks to the dad, to say what's been going on, like, oh, there's no real show called Our House. Don't be silly. I want to play you my favourite line of the whole show. It's just a VT of Garth on their screen. To their dad, and this is what he says. Let's see if this works.
Hi, I'm Garth Crooks, and you will have seen me playing for your team, Manchester United, some years ago. What you don't know is I've been hiding in your house with your three wonderful kids and wife Janice for two whole days. It's been great fun.
What you don't know about me.
Thought you knew Garth Crooks? Think again.
I need to make that your ringtone, James.
I will. I'm going to put that clip. That's the only clip I'm going to put on social media. But it makes me laugh. So it's like, it is like a hostage video. It's like, what you don't know is that I have your three kids in. Well, if you want to see them again.
All you have to do is go to the park and drop off £20,000 and I'll give them back to you. Great fun.
Give me that speaker that you won and the Yahtzee, the Yahtzee kit, and we'll call it quits. The Yahtzee.
One of the prizes was a Disney video game. I don't know.
Well,
that's pretty big.
But it wasn't like a game for like a PlayStation or something. It was like one of those shitty ones that like you plug into your TV
that you get in
like,
Costco.
I love that. Costco. That is exactly what it is. Yes, all those prizes are very much a Costco chic. That is.
Although night vision goggles are quite cool.
Oh yeah, win that. Yeah, that made me think of Step.
Night vision goggles for finding Garth Crooks in your house again.
Hey, if the dad had them night vision goggles when he looked the first time in that dark room, he'd have found him.
Imagine if every prize was things like new levels of security for the house. Yeah. Like a security camera, a proper
alarm. Yeah.
A taser.
So Garth Crooks would never get into your house.
I mean, if the dad genuinely didn't know and wasn't in on it, and he walked outside and saw his three daughters saying suck to Garth Crooks, he'd be like, what the hell is going on here?
What have you done to Manchester United legend Garth Crooks?
Help me, help me please.
What you don't know. I will think about that line for a long time. So as always on a football book club, what do we learn? What do we learn from Garth Crooks' hider in your house? Which, do you think you could hide Garth Crooks in your house for a week?
Ooh.
Yeah. I think I could if there was another TV show that they were making at the same time that I could feasibly pretend. And also if my dad wasn't there ever, which is basically what happened here.
I agree.
That's sort of like saying, oh, you know, we'll probably just put him in, you know, like, I don't know, the laundry room.
Yeah. Yeah, or you can sit on the sofa. Just make yourself at home.
Sofa.
Sit on the sofa.
Chances are,
when there's 2 minutes, go hide behind that sofa and then just go back up and watch TV.
Have a good time, Garth. There's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Just make yourself at home.
Mi casa su casa. Yeah. I learned very little, but I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it, and I want to find the other football ones now, I think, and watch them. Lee Dixon's definitely one. I can't remember if there's any other ones, but yeah.
I watched it on a day where I had quite a significant hangover, and it's really good hangover TV.
I think it used to be Saturday morning, which I guess it was in that
so
kind of
maybe the
dom
target
slot
audience
where...
wasn't actually children. It was like hungover 30-year-olds.
Well, it would make sense with the guests they had on there: Garth Brooks and Charlie Dimmock. No kids going, brilliant. Alan Titchmarsh is on this week. can't wait to hear some kids can hide Alan Titch, Tommy Walsh in their house for 48 hours.
I do like the idea of like people being out on the lash the night before, be like, I gotta get back. I wanna be up for Hider in the House on CBBC. They got Garth Crooks on there tonight. Brilliant.
But that was kind of like Pop World was always a bit like that, hangover TV. I know it was more a bit more of an older crowd, but. And even Dick and Dom, I guess he said. But it was good fun. James, did you enjoy it?
You know what's weird? I started watching it. I was like 5 minutes in. I was like, God, this is so depressing. But I don't think I've actually ever focused on anything that hard for so long. Like, I watched the whole hour without being distracted once. I was engrossed in it. So I don't know if that just means I've got a child's brain or what. But
no, it was very engrossing. It was a bit hypnotic.
It is. And it's so like it's so much going on all the time. So many noises and so many effects and so many like straps come up at the bottom, which is like Garth Crooks is a footballer.
Just reminding you what they're supposed to be doing.
Oh yeah, like, that's true.
The dad can't find him. You're like, yeah, I understand the concept
of the
show. Thanks,
you know,
strap.
Oh, we know.
Oh,
what
it definitely should
house.
Have been a 30-minute show. I think.
Yes.
Yeah. It definitely could have been shorter.
It had.
Right.
It had maybe three challenges too many. I think
It was very much like what 90s TV told us Japanese television was like. Yeah. The program. Yeah. It was like really like bright lights and torture, basically.
This is the Squid Game, like first round, I reckon.
I think Suck the Sock would make a very good game in Squid Game.
Wouldn't it?
I think. Yeah, it'd be really good.
In Korea has been watching this and is going, right, season two, what
season
we need.
Two. We're going to play Hook or by Crook, deadly version of that.
Oh, God. Imagine the giant doll turning around and being like, is that Garth Crooks in a Peter Pan costume? Pew, 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 pew.
We learned a lot. I really enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think Garth Crooks is a great guy. And I don't, I think even though, you know, the concept of three kids having to hide him in a room at times is a bit weird. He comes across as lovely throughout the whole thing. Such a nice guy. He's really nice to the kids. He's really supportive.
He's really nice.
All the way
There's
through.
A bit where
Much
he...
Much more than JK and Joel.
Yeah, JK and Joel hate
him. They suck.
There's another bit where they... Well, JK and Joel keep on being like, why are you hiding him behind a door? That's so obvious. It's like, well, the dad's not going to go in there, JK and Joel. Chances are he could just stay... He could be near the fridge and it'd be fine. The dad seems to never go into the kitchen. But also, there's a bit where Garth Crook puts his hand up to high-five the girl.
Yeah.
And she sort of goes... And it's
yeah,
really
she does
sweet.
It. It is really sweet. Oh,
it's very sweet, and also a bit like that's also kid. That's the least you can do. You've made this man suck a sock on TV.
And she was the girl who chucked a bin at him.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Where's the food? So it was Garth Crooks. We salute you. Very. I like Garth Crooks anyway because I find him very. Play for Spurs. I actually think he can be quite insightful sometimes. His team of the week is hilarious.
Every week is nonsense.
One of the greatest things that still happens. And on Final Score, his grumpiness is the one. I would much rather watch that than Soccer Saturday and Jeff Stelling and all those guys on there. It's so.
Would
it's
you
so
rather
much more
watch
fun.
Grumpy Garth Crooks being hidden in a house? Than happy Garth Crooks being hidden out.
That would be quite funny, curmudgeonly Garth.
Yeah.
I think he's
Suck
only...
the sock. I'm not doing that.
No. Frankly, it's an outrage. You think I should do that? I think he's always a nice guy. I think he just gets sick and tired when he's on Final Score. I think he hates football. That is what I think he does. But he loves...
He really wants to do his real passion, which is having pizza thrown at him while wearing plastic trousers.
Oh, yeah, that's what he's thinking of. Every time he sat next to Lee Dixon, he's got a wish. Actually, Lee Dixon and him, both eyes.
They probably could chat about it.
You know what they always say, like, there's definitely, someone is looking for that on the internet, and if you look hard enough, you'll find it. Someone out there really wants to see a man in plastic trousers being pelted with beans and buckets by some children. Like, someone out there is really into that.
And they found us.
This week he got his wish.
I'm so happy that I finally saw it. As regular listeners to Bonus Chatter will know, we often end it on a little game called Vorm, not Vorm. We've got a theme tune, haven't we? Now let's cue that again.
Vorm, not Vorm.
So yep. The rules of Vorm...
Still there.
Still there. Really. The rules of Vorm, not Vorm, in case you haven't listened before, basically, it's as convoluted as most of the Hydra in the House tasks. Yeah. Basically,
wear plastic trousers and James chucks food at us.
I think of a teammate of Michelle Vorm's, and you have to try and guess them by asking me questions to which I can answer Vorm, like warm, or not Vorm, not Vorm. So I'm thinking of someone now. Okay. Who do you think it is?
Is it Danny Harmer?
Really not Vorm. Not Vorm. Oh, I didn't say yes or no that time. I usually always get
That's
it wrong.
True.
So yeah, I'm learning.
This is going much better than it is usually.
Danny Harmer definitely didn't play for Swansea. Okay. Pretty sure. Yeah,
sorry, so he plays for Swansea?
Not Vorm.
No, no.
Not Vorm. That's a good question to ask, actually. I've never thought about it. I shouldn't really make rules about that, but you've just asked a great question because that's cut out half my knowledge of his teammates.
So. Oh, so it's basically just a Spurs player that I can't remember from years ago. Vorm?
It is not Michel Vorm. It is Vorm.
No.
Sorry,
you are
Vorm with that. Yeah, who do we think it is? Any other questions? We'll try and work our way through with it without just guessing Spurs players.
Does he have brown hair?
Vorm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is he English?
Not Vorm.
Not Vorm.
Is he European?
Vorm.
Is he French?
Not Vorm.
Italian?
Not Vorm. I feel like if we're going to go through countries... I think I can see the way his mouth is moving. I think he's about to say the country that is correct.
Spain?
Oh, no, not Vorm. No.
Okay,
no.
Sorry, I was looking at the shape of your mouth and it looked like you were about to say maybe Estonia.
I always think Jack likes to shout out Estonia. Not Vorm. I don't think we've ever had an Estonia. We've got a kid at the moment who's Estonian, but I don't think we've ever had another one.
Ireland.
Yeah. Not Vorm. Ask other questions. Other
countries.
Questions. Yeah.
Okay.
But
is he from Scandinavia?
Not Vorm.
Okay. Okay. It's hard not to think of
this
country. Is he
handsome?
Vorm. He is, actually. Yeah, he is. But I think JK's handsome. Yes.
Exactly.
I'm easily pleased. Maybe footballing questions. Ask some footballing questions.
In a football sense, is he from Greece?
Not Vorm. Again, I don't think any Greek players who play for Spurs.
Is he a defender?
Vorm.
Vorm, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. He is defender.
Oh, is it Cholouka?
Not Vorm. Cholouka never played with Michel Vorm, I don't think.
Oh, didn't he? What year did Vorm arrive?
The guy who
about
sounds like Churches.
14?
Right.
You know the band
not,
Churches.
Not Vorm, yeah. Vlad Kirikez. It is not Vlad, Vlad Churches. Yeah. Romanian legend. No, I don't think he played with him either. Yeah, he might have done. Yeah, he did play under Poch, I think. Other footballing questions. This is the longest. It doesn't usually take this long, by the way. Usually you've got it in a few.
It's usually great content. Yeah. Would he be found in Hydra in the House? How quickly would he be found?
I think he'd be good at Hydra in the House, so not Vorm.
So he's a little person.
No.
Oh,
he's not Vorm.
No!
Not Vorm.
A tall defender from an unnamed
good looking
European country.
Not from every other European country that you mentioned.
Belgium.
Does he currently play for Benfica?
Vertonghen.
I think all of you at the same time managed to make this person. You've led. Vertonghen is correct. That's Vorm.
He is
Belgium. He does play for Benfica and is Jan Vertonghen. Cool.
Do you think he would be good at Hyder in the House?
Yeah, because he's quite a smart guy, Vertonghen, and he's quite. I think he'd take it quite seriously.
He could wriggle into it then.
Anyway, thank you for playing Vorm Not Vorm, and thank you for joining today, guys. It was a bit of a different one for Bonus Chatter, but hey, great fun. Thank you again for subscribing to the show. We'll see you next time for more chat on the show. We're going to carry on doing our little 20-minute extra things when we read different books and things. And anything else you want from us, let us know. We're here for you. Until then,
force us to watch all kind of weird shows.
Yeah. I think we should leave. If you want us to watch or say more of these kind of things, let us know and we'll do that. But I think we should end with a chant and not book for once. I'm going to start it off and we're going to end it with this. Suck the sock. Suck the sock.
Suck the sock.
Suck the sock.
Suck the sock.
Goodbye.
Are you okay?
Where's the food?
What you don't know is, I've been hiding in your house with your three wonderful kids and wife Janice for two whole days.
Hi, we're Football Book Club Podcast, and we need your support. Now, let's drop the appeal music. Hi everyone, James here, and I just want to tell you about the brand new Football Book Club Club, which you can join to receive bonus weekly episodes, access to exclusive member events, and your very own Football Book Club bookmark, all for the same price as a used copy of Darren Huckabee's 2007 book, Hux. So if you enjoy the podcast and need to hear more afterwards, head to patreon.com/footballbookclub. Enjoy the episode.